Ah, so it is good day to you again. So good to see your energy, your light, your brightness. You've let go of a bunch of, as the vessel Marilyn says, a bunch of old stuff, and you've accelerated and accentuated the innate that is within you. And you are moving into your new essence. You are acknowledging your new essence. It doesn't really take a move. You're just allowing that essence to come to the surface and expand you as the real you, the true you, the global you, the joyous you, the wondrous you, the blessed you, the blessing you, the receiving part, and the giving part. You see, we know that you are expanding your presence here. We know that in that essence of your innate, you are at this moment more you than maybe you ever have been. We have been working in your emotional body now for 2 days. And our dear friend Cryon and Lee Kara has been working in all your other bodies as well. You see, it does take a village. It takes an essence of many energies to just be you. And we know this. You have lived many times. You've been through the Akash. You've been announcing the Akash. You've been claiming it and then remembering it and then disclaiming it. Know that in that Akash is your divine purpose, your divine gift, your truth and essence of you, because that is a part of your innate. You see, dearest, your mind sometimes can be so active and tell you what you should or should not do. So don't should on yourself. Instead, just breathe into yourself and think, I am loved and lovable. I am loved and loving. Because you see, that is your true essence. No matter what anyone else has said or believes, that is your true essence, is love. And with that true essence, you can conquer all, you can step into all, you can bring forth all. Even though, as we said last night, sometimes you feel as though you're standing in that pile of poo. There is a pony there somewhere. Because you see, it is still up to you to see that pony. We're going to ask you to do something for us, a little assignment. Can you do that for us? We do love it when you say yes, even if you don't know what it is. Every morning, before breakfast, we want you to write down 5 things that you wish to celebrate. Celebrate 5 things before breakfast. That will get your day started right, huh? You see, so many times we think that a celebration has to be some big thing and with confetti and a big meal and champagne and all that. And you may just be able to celebrate that you got out of bed again. And you may be able to celebrate that your cat came and greeted you. Or you may be able to celebrate that you're breathing. Or you may be able to celebrate lots and lots of other things. So celebrate and write down 5 things before breakfast that you are celebrating that day, that night. There's no time limit on that. You'll do that for us, yes? And then let us know how it shifted things in your world. You see, then it becomes your purchase order to the universe. Right? And you'll be given more things to celebrate. And then in the evening sometime you can write down 5 things to be grateful for. Someone else wrote that. Understand and know, dearest divine beings, you are your own divine order. And when you find yourself worrying about what is going to happen here, what if there, what happens then, first of all, know that that is your addiction to the future. And it is not about being right here now. And as our vessel Marilyn would say, change your bracelet and be here now. Because worry is opposite of divine order. And when divine order then knocks on your door, say yes to that order. Say yes to coming within your own joy, your own bliss. Live in that bliss point. Now, if you live in that bliss point, does that mean that you don't have any sadness or anything go wrong? Well, no, it doesn't. The universe is there to, you know, push some of your buttons so you can evolve. But maybe you'll experience your own creation with new light, new energy. When things are an opportunity to grow, view it as that. It is contrast. It is that beauty that the universe, the source, your innate, brings to you so you can evolve. And as you evolve, everyone else evolves around you. Because when you shift, the world around you shifts. And you get the opportunity to look at the bright light within others because they are reflecting you as well. You know that, yes? It is a wondrous beauty that we see. Glorious magnificence. Because we are also reflecting you. And in that reflection, know, dearest, that we love you so much. We see you. We see all the parts that you don't want others to see. And we ask that you bring those parts up for transparency. Because it is now the time of transparency. It is now the time to be you. Be the love that you are. As your innate grows and expands and fills up all the spaces in your world that we have healed and integrated. How much more magnificent can it be? We don't know. Let's find out. Huh? How much better could it get? We don't know, but let's find out. Trust that. This or something better, that's what we are doing. Be here and enjoy the wondrousness of this moment. For it is your creation. We love you. We honor you. We trust you. And as soon as you trust yourself, you will live that strength and that life. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I want to talk about connections. We have spoken of these things before. But I want you to wipe the slate clean of who you really think you might be historically. Let's paint the picture that we have many times before. You are sitting here or listening as an old soul. The definition we have used of an old soul is one who has been on this planet many, many times. And therefore, you have an accumulation of wisdom, of experience. And as you sit here, you know so. Whatever makes you different, you feel it in the wisdom. And that is to say, you would recognize when you start speaking to people, discussing things, that you seem to know things they haven't discovered yet. This is the old soul. It doesn't make the old soul that special or above or below any other human being any more than it does when you go to school. You go through a process, all of you, where you learn things at a certain level and you move to the next level and you learn more. And you're all together in the school. So there is no one who is better or worse. There is just those who know more. That's the old soul. And so you start investigating esoterically, what would that mean? Now, I've given you a hint when we say, dear ones, you might be your own ancestors. That would mean that those in the past, a distant past on this planet, were you. How do you feel to be that old? What might you have gained by being your own ancestor? It's so interesting, is it not, that many of the indigenous will then call in their ancestors to make decisions. And if you ask them, who are you really calling, they may skirt the issue. But they have that idea, that paradigm, that they were there. So really, they're calling in the energy of the wisdom of who they used to be, as well as the connection with the planet. So when you hear the indigenous consulting their ancestors, it's more than just those who used to live there. It's profound. The societies of today have lost that connection. And so there is a part of the lesson that we have taught over and over to reconnect with the past. The past not meaning who you were or necessarily what you did, but the fact that you were even here contributing with the planet, and that past that would go into the realization that there is more here than you think, that the earth has energy that you really have not considered in most of the cultures of today. But there's more. So how far back do you want to go? And the further back you go starts to define who you might be. So let's go to that which the archaeologists say would be the beginning. Maybe 14, 15,000 years ago. And we have told you, well, that was not the beginning. It was more than that. For there was a civilization before yours and one before that. We've given you channeling that would say that these are starting to be discovered. Someday there will be archaeology which admits there must have been those before those who you admit are there now. And then you look at that which is the oldest civilization on the planet as measured and provable, and that is the one called the Aborigine. Now you're at 40 to 50,000 years old. So you don't know what civilization you were in, but you know that you were at least 40,000 years old, old soul, especially if you came in at the beginning. Now you have a tremendous background of knowledge, of being a human through all of this. All of that stops at about 200,000 years ago. And that is the timeline that we have given. The timeline for the kind of evolution which gave you a different kind of DNA. You might say some of you have been here since then, since it all began in some way. Now, that is amazing. How old are you? Wow. You cannot even conceive of that distance, that many past lives. What if all of that was still inside you? We teach that it is. Nothing has been withheld from your DNA experience. And so you can even remember civilizations that are not even recorded or admitted on this planet. There were far fewer of you back then, dear ones. But old souls on this planet have often participated in most of those. That's why there aren't that many old souls in comparison to the billions on the planet and the few million of you. How old are you? And if you were there from the beginning, what was your connection, truly, to all that is, to the creative source, to the teaching of those from the stars? Those from the stars. Oh, my goodness. Let's think about that for a moment. If you ask many indigenous on this planet, especially the ones who are still in touch with their heredity, their mythology, their traditions, and their ancestors. If you start to ask them the question of how things got started, in other words, ask an indigenous, what is your creation story? Many of them will say, we came from the stars. Now we get esoteric, dear ones. I want you to wipe the slate clean of everything you ever thought you knew and what you were told about who you might be. When the Pleiadians got here, the whole purpose of that ascended planet was to give you the knowledge of the Creator, to alter your DNA so that you kept what was working for you and they added onto it. It was morphed, adjusted, and the additions were that which were Pleiadian. You therefore have DNA from the stars. If this is so, how old are you? Let's stop for a moment. I want to give you some astronomy in a way that I haven't necessarily given to you before. We interrupt this esoteric time to give you science, but those who listen to it will say it's pseudoscience because it's not accepted yet. It's not believed yet. And like so many other things, there'll be a day when scientists, astronomers listen to this channel and say, you know, he was right. So let's talk about what they don't accept yet. You might have noticed in many of the channelings of Kryon that we speak of your galaxy. We don't speak of the universe. Maybe some of you never picked that up. But this is something we have been doing now for more than 28 years. And almost all of the discussions of things outside of the purview of your solar system are those from the galaxy. Rarely, if ever, do we say the universe. Now, why would this be? It's difficult to let you have this information because you don't know what you don't know. But there's two things you should know. Number one, the other galaxies, and there are trillions in the universe, the other galaxies are each unique to themselves in so many ways. And even that which you would call normal physics is different from galaxy to galaxy. So we don't talk about the life in other galaxies. It doesn't refer to your kind of life. This is a setup from the center of your galaxy. The center sets up the physics for the galaxy, period. And the centers of each of the other galaxies are unique to themselves. So in summary, what I'm saying is that physics, that which you believe is universal, changes from galaxy to galaxy. So we only talk about this one because this is the one with your kind of life. Here's another hint to the physicists. We've said it before. Think about it. Use logic. In physics, you have discovered something, and it's correct. There is a polarity for everything. There is a polarity even within your cellular structure. But all the way out to basic physics and the galaxy, there is a polarity. The rules and laws of physics that you have set up shows it. You have a strong and weak force here, a strong and weak force there. Every single rule of physics you have set up, humans, is polarized, strong and weak force. And that is a push-pull energy, like magnetics, that literally is responsible for everything you see in the galaxy right to the individual cellular structure down to the molecule of DNA. But in your infinite wisdom of the way things work, you look to the center of the galaxy and you say there is one thing. It's not logical. Even in your own physics, it's not logical to say at the center there is a black hole, a singularity, which actually violates your own rules of physics. At the center of the galaxy is a pair. There is polarity at the center, and how it pushes and pulls and how it works sets up the physics that you know and study right here on the planet. That is why we talk about your galaxy. So back to the esoteric. You came from the stars in your galaxy. If it's true, dear ones, that this benevolent, beautiful, graduate civilization called the Pleiadians came almost as angels. They know the one God. I'll say this again. Why is it such a stretch for you to believe this? Why is it a stretch for you to believe there's life on other planets, in other systems in your galaxy? Life is everywhere. Where is the logic that it only occurred in one tiny little place? We've said this before. It's like the human being born, growing up and sitting on the beach on an island and saying, I can only see this beach and this sand. Therefore, because I cannot see others, this is the only beach on earth. It's that silly. It's everywhere. Life is everywhere. But your kind of life that is sentient and knowing about the Creator is not everywhere. That is why the Pleiadians came to seed you. It has to be free choice. God inside is given only to few planets of the trillions and trillions that could support life. But only a few get seated like the Pleiadians seated you. They know the creative source. They know the one God, just as you're discovering, dear ones. They are not outsiders. They are not ETs. They are from the creative source. They are the Pleiadians. There was great love in that, to come here and seed you, and so many of them never go home. Beautiful love in this. It is not odd. It is not otherworldly. It's from the creative source. You have their DNA. Therefore, how old are you? If you have their history, then you're as old as they are. Now, there is somewhat of a veil that happens that keeps you from remembering anything but your earth lives. We say somewhat of a veil because it is in the Akash. It's almost like a block, so you will not go back any further than that which you can recall from your life on this planet. But oh boy, it's in your DNA because you have DNA from the stars. Well, what if we go further? Who seeded the Pleiadians? And who seeded the ones who seeded those who seeded the Pleiadians? How many billions of years has a soul called you operated in this galaxy? Now, old soul, how old are you? Who are you? You're from the stars, all of you. You were your own ancestors, planetary ancestors. You're your own planetary parents. You're your own planetary grandparents. And in that, you have more wisdom than you can imagine. And dear ones, that is what's awakening. You're a child of the galaxy, almost from the beginning life that ever was here. Billions of years older than your own planet. That's how old you are. That's the connection that you have. And when so many of you go outside and look at this grand earth and the beauty of it, especially here, sometimes it sweeps in only for a moment, only for a fraction of a second. This is just one of many. And you've been on most of them that held this beautiful life in combination with that which you call Pachamama, that which you call Gaia. Every single planet was anointed, initiated, and had an energy that resounded to the inhabitants like you do. And that is also carried forth. When you gaze up into the stars, it's harder for you to see it. But don't you feel something? When the stars are out and there's no light pollution and you can see them all, don't you feel part of it? And that's why, because you are. I want you to take this information of connection and understand this part. You belong here. There was not an accident that the lineage of the stars brought you here to the earth when it did, that you could participate in being an old soul through civilizations so you could come to, are you ready? The only one that has made it. The only graduate civilization, the only one who did not destroy itself on schedule like the others did, like you were going to. And now you begin an uphill climb, eliminating darkness, absorbing light, paradigm shift, the struggle of old and new. That's where you are. Each of you has short lifetimes. That's going to change. It's not going to be science. It's going to be the evolution of humanity. It's going to be cellular, because the cells will start evolving and the telomeres will not shorten and you'll start living longer. Disease will not attach to a higher vibrating human being and you'll live longer. But all of you who have gone through life after life will eventually, in the corporeal cells and the body you have, will pass over. And when it's time to do that, for each of you listening and in this room, I'll tell you something. That within 3 of your Earth days, the party begins. You awaken into what you already know, to the grandness of being on the other side of the veil in a soul group that is galactic. Knowing what you know, you start to hear the music that you cannot hear now. I am metaphorically talking about things that you have no idea of. And that will then reveal, again, the majesty of who you are, what you've been through. And who are you going to meet there? in that soul group, and I will tell you, you're going to meet the galactic center of humanity and all those who call themselves children of God. And there'll be trillions, and you'll know them all. And the celebration is grand as you prepare to return, to place the veil again on this planet so you won't remember any of it. It's not a simulation, but it is artificial. And what I mean by that is this earth was made for you. Gaia was made for you. This is the test of energy, not the test of the human, the test of the energy of light and dark that you are beginning to go through. Passing this test will create a planet which will then seed another and another and another. And the entire reason for this is to raise the vibration of this galaxy. It might even change the physics. Is that too high-minded for you as you sit here in a room in 2018, light years, you might say, away from where it's going? You'll be there. You'll see. The words today are written down. They'll be there. They'll be studied. Someday they won't have to be, because you'll know intuitively everything that's ever been channeled. And you'll see the reality of the majesty you are and recognize the God inside, just like the ones who seated you. This is the connection. You can't get your head around it, perhaps. It's too big, perhaps. But it's there for you to ponder when you look in the sky. This is the message, and it always will be the message. As long as my partner can utter it, this is the message of Kryon. Magnificence inside. And so it is.